At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great Valentine's weekend. You did remember that Friday was Valentine's Day, right?
Yes. But I didn't have one.
Yeah, so, all right, well, we've got a good show for you today. Tom Claycomb, Texas Outdoors Journal. Actually, Tom Claycomb III.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor will be joining us. And we've been talking some fishing, but we were also talking some off-season.
Right.
Letting you know that there's plenty of opportunities here in the Lone Star State, as well as elsewhere. Tom's a Texas guy, been writing for the magazine for, I guess, about 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he started drifting to the Northwest and settled in Idaho.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
But hunts out west as well as through the Midwest. So we'll be catching up with him. We've got some news. Going to be telling you about the first Toyota Share Lunker of the year.
Oh, okay.
Good. So we got some neat news, outdoor reports headed your way, and we're going to find out if Harold has been on or off the road. So y'all stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME. 92-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 17 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube, and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And once again, happy Valentine's weekend.
Uh-huh.
What better way to enjoy time with that special someone than doing it outdoors?
But I don't have a special someone right now.
Yeah.
So, I guess I'll go find one.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
That's a better attitude.
I'll go hunting.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be someone you snuggle with, you know. Okay. I mean, it could be, you know, a friend.
A friend.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Well, I do have a few of those.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So,
I'll call Tom in San Antonio.
There you go. There you go. We've got a neat show, and I tell you what, have been waiting to see what was going to take place as our reservoirs out west started refilling.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, was talking to Parks and Wildlife Inland Fisheries Director Craig Bonds, trying to get him on the show for his annual State of the Lakes, you know, and we'll do that here in a few weeks. But the first Toyota Share Lunker Legacy class, that's a fish over 13 pounds, came from Lake Allen Henry.
Okay.
Probably about 15 years ago, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Allen Henry out there near Post in, on your way to Lubbock.
Right.
You know, came on the scene producing some big fish, and then it kind of went away.
Mm-hmm.
But it's back as literally just days after that area was blanketed by snow.
Right.
It gave up a 14.36 pound,
ooh,
26 and a quarter inch largemouth bass, caught in 5 to 10 feet of water on a crankbait by, angler Blake Cockrell of Lubbock. And, that's exciting. When I was talking to Craig during the week, I said, you know, this is great to see our western lakes finally getting some water, mm-hmm, and refilling,
right,
'cause they were so low. And I said, I'm waiting for still OHIV to come, you know, to come back. And he goes, yeah, me too. Because it was down like 50 feet.
Ooh.
And then it's currently somewhere around 9 foot low.
That's good. Okay.
But has really, really come back up. And there's others. But the legacy class and lunkers over 13 pounds that can be loaned to the Texas Freshwater Fishery Center for spawning, that opportunity will run through the end of March, okay? You can be recognized the rest of the year, but that's the spawning window that has been established.
No, man, the water is up in the San Antonio River.
Yeah?
Well, earlier in the week, I was in San Antonio. I don't know, have you stayed at the Hotel Emma?
No.
Unbelievable. And that's the old Pearl Brewing property.
Okay.
And somebody has spent a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And this hotel is really cool. There's also shops and boutiques and this whole area. It's acres.
Mm-hmm.
Food halls, all kind of stuff. And I was there with Kia, but the hotel is absolutely wonderful. The story is great. So anybody's, you know, going to San Antonio and looking for a place to stay, the Emma, E-M-M-A, it's just really interesting. It's got all kind of, you know, parts from the old Pearl Brewing Company that's sort of like art, boilers and things, you know.
Sure.
It's just very cool. But they're with Kia, and they just released their new entry-level CUV, compact utility vehicle, the Seltos. And they hit another slam dunk. You know, they have done wonders with Telluride, which came out last year, and that was their first big SUV. And it's won every award you can get, you know, Motor Trend SUV of the Year, Midwest Automotive Family Vehicle of the Year, Car and Driver Vehicle of the Year. It's just a Telluride has just been amazing for them. And now they've dropped down to the small one for an entry level. And this thing is just dynamite. It's just a wonderful little four-door, small SUV, CUV, if you want to call it that.
And this is a real SUV that runs on fuel, right?
Gas. Yes, it runs on gas. Not a plug-in.
Not
a plug-in. Yeah, it runs on gas. All-wheel drive.
Right.
And very capable. It's got a cool little 1.6-liter turbo engine that's just a real scooter, but comfortable, well-appointed, really neat. And in the entry level on it, it's about 22.
Mm-hmm.
And they're loaded super whoopee with every conceivable thing they've got. It's like about 26, something like that. We went for some of the final pricing. They're just now hitting dealers, though. But just it's cool. Just a really neat vehicle. They've done real good with this.
And it's all-wheel drive?
The Seltos, all-wheel drive, yeah.
And it's called Telluride?
No, Telluride's the big one. Seltos is the entry-level one that they just came out with.
I don't do entry-level.
Well, I'm not going to go there. Yeah, I'm not going to. You need a big entry.
I need a big entry. That's right. Open them doors.
That's right.
Speaking of Telluride, yes. Actually a little further south, mm-hmm. For those that are looking for something to do going, you know, it's kind of Texas at times feels like the Pacific Northwest, you know, cold, damp, dreary, foggy, you know, in parts of the state.
Yes.
And if you want to play, do what I often do and go claim a part of the old Republic of Texas. Uh-huh. Let me tell you what, the Enchanted Circle, and that's Red River, Angel Fire, Taos, Sipapu, right there around Wheeler Peak, the tallest peak in New Mexico. Having a phenomenal year, and I just got a report a couple of days ago that Angel Fire, which is the easternmost ski area,
right,
has gotten 160 inches of snow.
My goodness.
For the year. Base is 45 inches, which is a good solid base. Compare that to Vail at 84 inches. Mm-hmm. You know, still everything's covered, but what's intriguing is Santa Fe, a little bit south,
right,
has gotten 86 inches.
My goodness.
86-inch base.
Okay.
Okay, so more. But great opportunities if you want to play in the snow and in the high country. It's the closest place. And for those who are going, I really don't ski, let me tell you what. Coming out of the high country, when snow gets like this,
right,
all the elk, all the other critters come down into the Moreno Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Just a tremendous time to do some wildlife viewing, you know.
Well, and people watching, though.
Oh, yeah, people, yeah, sure. The people watching, I mean, you know, you like watching those Bermuda shorts on the beach, you know, in the summertime.
Uh-huh, yeah, no.
And then you see all the outfits.
Well, Bermuda shorts go to Vegas, for goodness gracious. Yeah, right.
So anyway, it's good opportunity, and it's not that far.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful drive.
Tremendous drive. And when you come back home,
mm-hmm.
Take a map, get a map, Texas map,
right,
from the highway department, best on the market, mm-hmm. you know, and they're free.
Yeah.
And drop down through Palladora Canyon, go south on Claude, your east side, and you look back at, mm-hmm. at Palladora Canyon, the Grand Canyon of Texas, just tremendous area.
There you go.
So, all right, we've covered a little vehicle. We've covered some fishing.
Hey, how about those Academy Awards? You want?
No.
That's okay.
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Joaquin Phoenix is a nut.
I didn't want, you know, I mean, I was coming back from a show down at McAllen didn't miss a thing.
Mm.
Didn't miss a thing. Glad it wasn't there. Tell you what, we want you all to stick around so you don't miss anything as we've got the outdoor report, and we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So we'll be right back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all. It's where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird season, Camaraderie of field creates lifetime memories from days shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or a field, while hearty home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day. Folks, we're telling you right now that you need to be planning ahead. There's some big trout being caught in out of Port Mansfield. It's only going to get better. You need to plan for those spring and early summer trips. And I keep making, you know, reference to this. If you want to do the blast and cast, I know September's a little bit off.
Yeah, but.
But you need to call and go, hey, Sandra.
Only so much space.
That's only so much space, and they sell out,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So for booking information at Getaway Lodge Port Mansfield, visit getawaypm.com or call 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are rated as best days. Monday and Tuesday are good ones. Wednesday and Thursday slip to fair. Friday and next Saturday are two more good days. Next Sunday is another best. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to begin feeding well before sunrise. Continue to feed until mid-afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of sunrise, continue until either side of the noon hour. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. This weekend, on Saturday, February the 15th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. By next Sunday, February the 23rd, we will have a new moon. On the coast, this Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high tides and two low. This Sunday through Wednesday is a quartet of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low daily. Thursday and Friday are two back-to-back three tide days. Thursday has two low tides and just one high. Friday has two high tides, just one low. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule.
All right, staying on the coast. You know, for all the years that we've been doing this, and for all the years even before that, looking at the tide schedule.
Right.
I have never seen back-to-back three tide days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall that. I mean, usually there's about a week or so separation.
Right.
And it's just the way the clock, you know, falls you know, a lot of other factors. But I've just never seen that. Thought I'd mention it.
Well, there you go.
All right, on the coast, you know, looking at some of your better places to fish because the water temperature dropped a bit. Trinity Bay, the flounder bite continues to be good on minnows, and these are flounder that really never left the bay system. We've not seen those returning or scattering back into the bay on the spring run. East Galveston Bay, redfish and trout are good around the oyster-filled mud flats on corkies and soft plastics on a light jig head. Sheep's head have been good at the Galveston jetties or around Offutt's Bio. West Galveston Bay, black drum have been good around the south shoreline coves. Freeport, sheep's head are good on shrimp and are migrating to the bays and jetties to spawn. Port O'Connor, flounder are good around the jetties on jigs or minnows. Rockport, trout can be found around the reef on warmer days using shrimp. Flounder around Port Aransas have been good on live mullet along the marsh.
And you wash your clothes.
That's right. That's right. Baffin Bay, wade fishing for speckled trout have been good around the warm rocks and sandbars using shrimp or live, shrimp or soft plastics. Port Mansfield, warmer days, trout have been good around the sand holes, keeping the bait on the bottom using soft plastics. Red has been a popular color. Port Isabel, flounder have been good on fresh shrimp or minnows. Snook have been good on shrimp located near the Brownsville Ship Channel. And then South Padre, redfish and trout have been good in the seagrass around Holly Beach.
Okay, going to East Texas, B.A. Steinhagen. Largemouth bass are good with worms, spinners, and crankbaits around points and submerged vegetation. Conroe, catfish are good on stinkbait and cutbait. Sunfish are good with live worms or chickens or crickets in shallow water. Well, I guess chicken pieces would work. Fork, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits and chatterbaits in warmer water. Pre-spawn bass found near secondary creeks in the windy side of the brush near the shoreline. That's where you find them. Livingston, crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs within shallow structure. White bass are good on spoons in main lake or along cove points. Nackenich, largemouth bass are good on spinners and jigs moving shallow in coves. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows. Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good in shallow water working crankbaits, worms, and spinners. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs casting shallow structure. Wright Patman, largemouth bass are good on slow-moving worms and jigs around vegetation, timber, and man-made structures. White bass are good on slabs and spoons on main lake points and most bass habitats. Fayette, largemouth bass are good with plastic worms or creatures, spinners, and crankbaits among vegetation, moving shallower and the drops. Palestine, or Palestine if you prefer. Hybrid stripers are good on minnows. White bass are good on slabs. Catfish continue to be excellent on shad and chicken livers. Richland Chambers. Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, plastic worms and spinners, working flats, submerged vegetation, and deeper points. Somerville. Catfish are good throughout the lake with cut shad and stinky bait. Largemouth bass are good with plastic worms, crankbaits, larger spinners and jigs near the western creeks and moving shallower to creeks and coves. Tawakoni, catfish are excellent on live bait, cut shad, and stink bait. Texoma, largemouth bass are good fishing plastics and crankbaits. Whitney, black bass have continued to be very good on deep diving crankbaits, plastic worms, and jigs while fishing mid to deep structure. Tyler, black bass are good on Carolina rig creature bait, spinners, worms, and jigs, fishing dock structures and natural shorelines with drops.
Heading to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, Amistad Reservoir, largemouth bass fishing has been good on topwater spinners and plastic worms around points, drop-offs, and submerged vegetation. Topwater bite has been best in the mornings and evening. Power Plant Lake, Braunig, black bass are good on soft plastic worms, spinners, and topwater lures, fishing points, flooded vegetation, and most other structure. Crappie have been good on live bait around structure. Corpus Christi, white bass continue to be good. Feeding near the Nueces River, spoons and minnows have been the top bait. Falcon, bass are good on soft plastic worms, spinners, and topwater lures, fishing points, flooded vegetation. Crappie have been good on live bait around structure. Lake Allen Henry, you know, it's kind of hard to do much better than give up a share of Lunker.
There you go.
But bass have been good on worms, crankbaits, and spinners on submerged structure and points. Coleman, hybrid stripers are good, drift fishing with live bait and fast-moving lures. And then O.H. Ivy, largemouth bass are good on worms and minnows, fishing coves or fishing into the coves from the points.
And the Hill Country, Big Lake Buckhannon, white bass are good on minnows and slabs when fishing points and using sonar to locate schools of bait fish. Canyon, catfish are good with live and cut bait throughout the lake. LBJ, crappie are good on jigs around brush and the docks.
Okay.
Doodah.
Heading to the hunting scene, we're winding down our regular regulatory fall and winter hunting seasons. Quail season statewide, that's 254 counties, folks, continues through February 23rd. Man, that's just right here, Javelina season, the North Zone, closes February 23rd. The late light goose conservation season, I don't know why I mess that up every time, in the East Zone continues through March 15. Javelina season, the South Zone, as well as the other open county squirrel season, continues till August 31.
Okay.
All right. Are we going to hear more about automotive? I mean,
yes.
You gave us something on the Telluride.
And the Seltos.
Yeah, right. Now what have you been driving?
Chevy. It's a Chevy. Okay. The 2020.
Equal opportunity driver.
That's
huh?
me, man. 2020 Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab, four-wheel drive, high country. And that's got all the goods, man. You want leather, boy, you got your leather here. The engine on this puppy, it's the 5.3 Ecotec V8, pumping out 355 horsepower, 383 pound-feet of torque, mated to their cool new 10-speed transmission. So you get that low end oomph pulling your trailer, and you get up there on the highway and you get some pretty decent gas mileage. Safety and security, of course, all that stuff you'd want. Teen driver mode, that's kind of cool. You can tune things down. Rear cross traffic alert, lane change alert, blind zone alert, front and rear park assist, auto locking rear diff, auto track 2-speed transfer case, Stabilitrack with trailer sway control, all-terrain tours or tires, trailering package with hitch guidance, trailer brake controller, their infotainment system, their big Bose premium sound system, inside dual zone climate control, leather everywhere, rear 60-40 folding bench seat with a storage package, front and rear heated seats, driver's seat memory mirror, all kinds of goods, outside chrome assist steps, corner step on the rear bumper. They've got 12 fixed tie downs in that bed. And of course, they've got a spray and bed liner, LED lighting system, power rear sliding window, dual exhaust. Neat stuff. Technology package, their surround vision, rear camera monitor, head up display, bed view camera, forward collision alert, lane keeping assist, more. I mean, this puppy was totally, totally loaded. And I do like the electric up and down tailgate. That's kind of cool. That's kind of swift. Anyway, base is 56.5. This one was loaded to the gills at 61. But again, because of that incredible 10-speed transmission, you're looking at 16 miles a gallon in the city, but 22 on the highway. And I was getting 25 on the road with it without any real problem. Now, check it out. The 2020 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab, four-wheel drive, high country.
Before we go to break, I want to mention something that we didn't bring up during the news portion because I couldn't find my notes.
Oh, okay.
But here's an opportunity. We always talk about our game wardens.
Sure.
And we recently mentioned that two new canine wardens have been, passed their training and are out there. Well, let me tell you, here's an opportunity for those of us that hunt, fish, or just enjoy the outdoors and want to support our game wardens. Your opportunity to help raise some money so that these dogs in time can retire.
Ah.
Okay?
I like that.
Each canine officer is an investment about $6,000. That's a starting point. And another $4,000 for special gear. That's per dog. It's $10,000. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. You can go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website, and there is a button that says donate. It's through the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation.
Okay.
Lots of different opportunities to donate, but it has one for game wardens, law enforcement.
Cool.
And you can click on there and make a donation. And so far, they've got about $10,000 raised I believe it's a $70,000 pool that they're trying to raise.
Wonderful.
So go to Parks and Wildlife website and donate.
There you go. You
bet. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Texas Outdoor Journal's hunting editor, Tom Claycomb
the third.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with more Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is naturally a high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The Whitetail Blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It's the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, let me tell you, the more I learn about cottonseed, and particularly fortified cottonseed, the more we need to be feeding that to our deer.
It's an amazing product.
Yeah. And the results are just amazing.
And so easy to use.
Yes. You know, hogs don't eat it.
Right.
Coons don't eat it. But the deer love it, and they grow bigger antlers because of the nutritional benefit. And mama deer carrying those babies are great, and once those fawns hit the ground, great milk production. So for more information, you need to visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Our guest today is Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III. And Harold, I've told this story many times. You know, it was at Dallas Safari Club, and this tall, thin guy comes up and says, "Hi, Bill, I'm Tom. I want to write for you."
Oh, okay.
And I go, "Okay." And we started talking and have become best of friends, enjoyed many, many days afield, and really has a wealth of information. One of the highest compliments I heard on Tom was from our friend at Knives of Alaska, Charles Allen.
And
told him that Tom was writing, and Charles looked at me and he goes, "Bill, Tom's the real deal."
There you go.
I mean,
good.
So got a little bit of everything. Tom, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good.
Good, guys.
You don't talk quite like that, do you? Bill's making fun of you, Tom. By the way, let me fling this out, too. We're talking about Charles Allen. Charles and his wife, Jody, are also godparents to my children.
Oh, man, that's cool. Heck, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, you're a Texas guy that started wandering, and you went to Colorado, and you did some rodeoing, and I'm not going to tell the university you went to because you know, you're an Aggie, and
I'm a cougar. Let's throw that in.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Now I'm a bear, and that's the old Southwest Conference.
That's
you
it,
man. Half of it.
That's right. That's right. But you ended up in Idaho, and you spend a lot of time back home in Texas as well as other places. People, when deer season ends, they go into mourning until thinking there's nothing to hunt. But you hunt year-round, particularly this time of year, right?
Yeah. I think it's a shame people kind of go into dark depression, call their counselors, and they don't have to. There's a lot still going on.
Well, we've had plenty of time hunting predators here in Texas together, as well as hogs. Then you do some strange hunting. And I'll go ahead and bring it up because I know that you're going to hit me with it sooner or later.
You bet I was.
you do some strange bird hunting, right?
Yes, sir. They're non-edible, biodegradable, and they're like the lowest form of life in society.
Are you talking about crows. Pigeons or crows or what?
Well, crows.
Okay.
Yeah, but he also hunts pigeons around some of the feedlots,
right.
Don't you?
I do, and I'll tell you what, I don't think, here's where I think it's a shame people don't do that. I don't believe I have ever been turned down access, because all the farmers and ranchers want to get rid of them because they pass on their tractors and their barns. They get the feed bumps, spread diseases. And I use a lot of air guns on them at the feedlots because it doesn't spook the horses or cattle.
Right. You notice when we started talking about these other birds,
yeah,
his voice came up a notch
he got excited. Well, Tom, while we're on the subject, though, you know, crows, I mean, the hell, they're everywhere. What are some of the techniques for crow hunting?
I tell you what, to me, they are the smartest bird in the world. But if you do it right, it's like they go in default mode. And the secret is, you know, get a good call, like a fox crow, get it. And it's according, if there's hawks around, I use the hawk fighting crow. If there's owls, owl fighting crows. But, you know, let me back up a little. Here's a weird deal I've noticed. Like Bill said, we do a lot of varmint hunting. And I've noticed right at daylight, when you're calling coyotes, the first thing that always shows up is crows. Well, you don't want to shoot and spook your coyotes or bobcats. But that hit me. I go, well, why not use one of my attractor decoys and a varmint call? And so if you're not varmint hunting, you can use the same setup at daylight. And then later in the day, I like to use the crow decoys. And I still use those little attractor decoys, which by that I mean just a little white rag flapping around. And that seems to get their attention.
Very good. All right, listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program, so we need to take a break. Tom, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
My name is Al Crisp, and I started working at Cotton Gin when I was 14 years old. 1999, I bought Pumpkin Center Gin, and that's in Dawson County. Operating a gin in West Texas is difficult because we never know when the next windstorm, the next hailstorm's coming through. In the partnership with Capital Farm Credit, they actually see the farming end of it, and then they see the processing end of it. It's been a great deal working with Capital Farm Credit because they've been understanding.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
We continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III. Tom, during the break, Harold asked, well, he does kind of talk like that. and he goes, so what does he do? What does he do besides, you know, write and hunt and fish and do all that? And I said, well, his background spends a lot of time in the meatpacking business. And I think that's fair because, I mean, you're real familiar with knives and keeping them sharp. And when we go hunt, it's nothing's worse than having a dull knife.
Well, that's what Bill was saying about where you're doing seminars on knife sharpening, you know. But my grandfather, my mom's dad, worked at the Mason County locker plant.
Oh, really?
You know, and those guys sharpening those old high carbon steel blades, you know, he had something at one point looked like a huge butcher knife, and it wound up sharpening it for so many years, it looked like a fillet knife.
You bet. They put it down.
Well, speaking of sharpening, you've got a piece online or a page or something where folks can actually go get a tip from you, a little nominal fee, and download all your sharpening tips. These are the tips that he gives at the seminars at Dallas Safari Club, mm-hmm. SCI, right. SHOT Show, and other places. Where do we find that tip page on knife sharpening?
Well, you can go to Kindle. I have what I call an e-article. You can either punch in knife sharpening or just punch in my name, Tom Claycomb, and then it should pop up on my books and stuff there on Amazon.
Okay.
Or on Kindle. Get that, and it's a short article. I call it e-article, and it kind of goes in detail. You could also go to YouTube and go to Ron Spomer Outdoors and have a YouTube on his website.
Okay. All right. Speaking of using knives, I've got the February issue of Texas Outdoors Journal open to you. You're just hunting, and there's nothing better than good sausage.
I was looking at those pages, but they're upside down. I'm looking at all these pictures of meat.
Yeah. He went into, you know, detail even with a formula on how to mix deer meat and pork and putting different blends and spices. And you said that it takes a while for someone to really come up. You have some starter spice packages that you can use, but then you're going to start adding your own and coming up with your own ingredients, right?
You do. Even if I gave you my family recipe,
right?
Well, you and your buddies may go, well, we want a little more garlic or a little more sage. So you kind of tweak it to your family's taste.
There you go. Okay. All right. And this is not just pan sausage. I mean, you stuff, and when you use casings, are you using natural casings, or what kind are you using?
You know, I like natural casing, which is hog or sheep intestine, because I think the smoke permeates better. But they have the collagen, which are the bigger, I had measured 2-inch casings.
Okay.
Or you can make hot dogs even.
Right. All right. Well, there's, again, in the February issue of Texas Outdoors Journal, Tom's Making Your Own Sausage column in his Just Hunting column, you've got a formula there that is available for folks. Talking about deer meat and pork. Now, do you blend wild pork, or are you using domestic pork, or what are you going for when you're using your pork additive?
You know, you can do whichever. I don't always have wild pork to use, so if I don't, I'll go down by a picnic roast.
Okay.
Which is kind of the shoulder. And what that does, it gives it some good meat, but also fat.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, I just used pork fat. Now I use it. It's probably 50% lean, 50% fat, and mix that in with the deer meat.
Well, deer meat's so lean you
yeah.
need that to kind of work things out.
You do.
So, all right, coming up in the May issue of Texas Outdoors Journal, the past few years, all of our hunting editorial is dedicated to wild hogs. And I want to touch on something, and again, it was kind of a unique situation. A couple of years ago, we were hog hunting using Slow Glow, and y'all were set up over a tank and a feeder, anticipating the feeder to go off. That didn't happen, and you had the shockwave, the Fox Pro shockwave. Go ahead and take the story from there, Tom, and tell us what happened.
That was a lifesaver call, because we were hogs in the area. As soon as we hit that, I mean, it was like a whole herd of ants came over that. It was a little kind of a stock pond deal, and they just came over that dam like ants crawling over. And that was pretty cool there. And then we had one of those crawl air boats to shoot with, so that was something unique.
Sure. Well, I've got to believe that feeding frenzy, I think, is what the name of the track on the shockwave from Fox Pro is, and they were just laying in the brush waiting for the feeder to go off,
right.
You know, and are used to feeding when they hear at the dinner bell, and all of a sudden they start hearing other hogs feeding, going someone's gotten there before us. Harold was bragging on SHOT Show this year. I know that you were there as well, making the rounds. Anything that caught your attention when it came to small arms or things for off-season hunting?
Yeah, you know, Henry, and I don't have the whole story on it yet, but Henry's had the new rifle, I believe it's a Henry X. And so, in fact, he's wanting me and you to test that on the hog this spring.
Right.
So, and then they partnered with Federal and came out with some ammo specifically for that X rifle, called the Hammer Down.
Okay.
So that was unique. Talk to Spider Co. Knives. They were unique. Christensen Arms. Savage. Oh, my gosh. Let's see. Adventure Medical Kits. They've come out. They have the best, I think, of medical kits for outdoorsmen. But they came out with water filtration system, a kick repellent deal. Man, they had all kinds of new deals. Smith, whose stones I use, they came out with a line of knives, and they're the most creative guys in the world. They come out with more little gizmos and knife sharpening deals than I've ever seen.
Let me go back to the medical kits. And you and I have talked often about being prepared, going to remote areas as we do, and having a medical kit. For me, that always serves as a base and is a good starting point. But I end up adding maybe some additional butterfly bandages, you know, to close wounds, other things that may run out or may be a need to where I'm going. How about you? Do you add to that to continue to bulk up the benefits of a med kit you're carrying?
You bet. I agree totally. They just, whether they don't know what you need in your exact territory or you're a little specific, you've got to add stuff, though. Yep, I agree totally.
Well, and along that same line, I know that you were at what, Big Bear or Big Slave Lake last summer? Where'd you fish?
Big Slave.
Big Slave, okay.
Lake,
and I was
Lake, yeah.
Right, and I was at Great Slave, okay. And I was at Nonacho, and as remote as Nonacho is, was thinking about the old Boy Scout adage of being prepared, mm-hmm. You know. Are you seeing that you're carrying more just in case something happens to that outfitter or that you need to take care of yourself or others?
Yeah, you know, God, you carry too much, and it's so heavy you don't carry it. So you got to kind of be compact, but no, I don't trust my life with anybody. Because outfitters, nobody's going to care as much about taking care of me as me or my family. So I carry splints and stuff. Something I do want to get is blood clotting packages, which they have now.
Right.
And I think I'll add that. And, you know, if you have wraps, you can tie up broken bones or put a stick with it or cut. I even saw where a guy used duct tape for some bad cuts. But I carry, a venture medical kit has these little rolls of duct tape.
Right.
About an inch thick. I've been in blizzards where it broke my tent poles or got a hole in the tent or bottom of my chog boots. They fall apart while I'm wading in rivers. So I carry that duct tape everywhere, too.
All right.
Yeah, Tom, I want to recommend to everybody, too, Wound Seal, because I keep that up at the ranch, and I have had to use it, unfortunately. But as far as a clotting material, Wound Seal, it's a great product. Great product, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, listen, we're out of time, but folks, hope you know, this just gives you a thumbnail sketch of really all three of us in our adventures outdoors and things. Tom, we appreciate you joining us today on Texas Outdoor News.
Thanks for having me.
All right, friends, we got to take a break, but we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
How does the Jeep brand celebrate President's Day? By doing what we do best, adventure. Because in the land of the free, you're only truly tasting that freedom if you occasionally take the road less traveled. And you'll want to be in the Jeep Cherokee when you do. With available trail-rated 4x4 capability, this American classic's knack for handling rugged terrain is the reason why wherever a Jeep SUV leads, adventure follows. Now, if you're more about the freedom to be luxurious, the Jeep Grand Cherokee is for you. With available 8.4-inch Uconnect touchscreen and other features that put the presidential in President's Day. And if you're looking for adventure with a view, the Jeep Compass's available panoramic dual-pane sunroof is your window to all the vast splendor America has to offer. So whether it's the road less traveled or off-road completely, be free, be adventurous, and be sure to check out the Jeep President's Day event for awesome deals. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, looks like it's filling up.
Oh, I take a big breath, yeah. Thank goodness for these all these new websites. There is a bunch of Turkey Federation things going on. And I want to remind everybody, it's just that one website, nwtf.org. NationalWildTurkeyFederation.org is the site to go to. Well, we'll start off, though, with through this Sunday, the Austin RV Show, the Austin Convention Center is going on, AustinRVExpo.com. Here comes some turkey things. February 20, Brazos Longbeard Chapter, their banquet in Richmond. February 20 again, Smith County Upland Game Bird Chapter in Tyler. Jump over to the Whipping Crane Festival, because I know that's Bill's big party. February 2023, 24th annual in Port Aransas, WhippingCraneFestival.org. On the 21st of February, White House Chapter Ducks Unlimited at White House. That's ducks.org. 21 also, Pioneer Chapter Turkeys in Clarksville. February 22, Hill Country Chapter, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet, rmef.org. And then on the 22nd, San Angelo Chapter Safari Club International, and that's sanangeloSCI.com for that great event. Go to one of them in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Want to thank our guest today, Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III.
Need to talk to him more about meat.
I tell you what,
look at this issue that you've got coming out. I'm getting hungry.
That is a hoot. He's fun to be in the field with. Very knowledgeable. Yeah. But again, that's one of the benefits of going to these shows, mm-hmm. sitting in on the seminars, or visiting with those that have more experience.
Right.
Just shared experience that better prepares you for whatever you're doing, whether it's on the water or in the field.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So good stuff.
Good stuff. You bet. And if you like it, you can play it again by going to TexasOutdoorNews.com. We archive all of our shows there. We're also available on Stitcher Smart Radio, iHeart, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and those things that you can like us at. Like us, and there's the shows. You can play them over and over again for your listening and dancing pleasure, okay? Do remember, you catch them doing it wrong out there on the water or in the field, turn them in, all right? Operation Game Thief. Call 1-800-792-GAME, okay? And do remember, like I say, check the website out. It also lists all of our affiliate stations. Again, TexasOutdoorNews.com. A lot of good information for you. Do remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there and join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.